Simon Yud Aleph Sif Bey. We had learned in Sif Aleph that the Chutei Hatzitzis have to be Tvuyin Lishmon. They have to be spun L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. That's what we had learned in Sif Aleph. Now, Sif Bey, Tzvo'on Nochi, what is if a goy was the one that spun the Tzitzis? The Israel Oymed Al Gaboy, and he's telling him, he's guiding him, that when you spin the tzitzis, you should do it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And the guy agrees. L'harambam posel. So the Rambam holds this as posel, because the Rambam holds Akum adaita denavshe kovid, but shapim di bershov yiminam yimin shaki. He says he is doing l'shem tzitzis, but one cannot rely on the haskama of the goy that he's taka doing it l'shem tzitzis. So ain piv v'libo yishove. So memele, it's no good according to the Rambam. L'harosh kosher, the rosh holds it is kosher. If I tell him to make the mitzvah lishma, and he's starting doing it lishma, so this is kosher. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Oyvid gilulim, utviyas cheresh shoyte vekotn imahanik shi Yisrael godol oymed al gabom umelamdom lasis lishma. So according to if he holds a goy is no good, what will be by a cheresh shoyte v'kotn? Will you have a model telling them that they should do l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? I am b'simen tov samach v'beit yosef. She has put to b'zeh. This is also negeya by matzah shmure. It has to be shomo l'shem mitzvah matzah. So if you'll have k'tanim who will be losh the matzah, And someone is telling one they should do it l'shem atzis mitzvah, sheyesh plukte bozeh. So there's a machlokes if it will help by a cheresh shoyte v'kotn. Ayin bebir aloche shebiyarno haskamas achoinim bozeh. So he brings down l'aloche as follows. There's a machlokes that cheresh shoyte v'kotn is better than a goy, because the Rambam holds that a goy is no good. L'chatchila, one should be machmer not to do with a cheresh shoyte v'kotn, and b'diavad, one can be soymech on a cheresh shoyte v'kotn, and that's the halacha. That's b'diavad. Then he brings down something very interesting, that now when we're speaking about a cotton, so cotton is no good. One needs a godel. So he brings down from the prima godin, so who is considered a godel? So even though you have someone who is bar mitzvah already, that he's higiel l'chlal shonim, but we don't know if it's higiel l'chlal selonim, if he brought beisaris. And by a deraisa, we do not rely on the chazoke de rove. There's a chazoke. Rove said that Misha bo bechlau shonim, bo bechlau simonim. But there is a klau kol heichadik and lebruri mevarerinon. And one should be mevarer. So one should not rely on this. So it is not poshet to be seimech and a bar mitzvah bocher to, in our case, to spin the tzitzis, and over there to be lush the matzahs, and because this is a deraisa, and one should wait to tznika that he is a godel. That is the halacha here that he brings down by a cotton. But by the other, we have here that if he was Oymed al Gabov and he was telling them to spin Lishmo, so with the evidence good. Oymed al Gabov, Ayin bebir halacha shekosavnu. Now here, the Rosh holds even by a goy it's good. The davke imatviya eino nimsheches kolkach. Now the bir halacha, we will not go into the complexities of this psak, but the bir halacha wants to say that what the Rosh was mako by a goy, there's a big problem. The halacha is that if a goy will write a get, and I'll be telling him write lishmo, so there it doesn't help. There it doesn't help, and the reason that is given that it doesn't help because a get is a long, drawn-out process that the whole get has to be written lishma. So I will not rely on that what I told the goy that he should write lishma, and every few words I'll tell him to write lishma. Perhaps in the beginning he'll listen, but if it's a long, drawn-out process, he will not. He will not be cooperative, and I can assume he's writing Shalei Lishma. That halacha is by get. That's enough in the din. And now the Rosh compares these other mitzvahs that are done right away. For example, it's brought down that, let's say, if one has to, the skin that is used for the klaf or sefer Torah, so the ibud of this oil, that means they put it into chemicals and the hair falls off and it starts getting smooth, so this has to be done lishma. So there, the Rosh brings down that if you tell a guy to put it in lishma, it's good. It brings a baleito that this is good. And the Rosh compares tzitzis to ibud lishma. And this is very difficult to understand. Ibud lishma, he just told the guy, put it in l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. So he puts it in, finished, and that will be cooperative and they'll do it, and I can rely on this. Akasha baget, I guess is a whole page of baget, there's so many lines, the guy won't be so cooperative. And the Rosh compares tzitzis to ibud. And this is very difficult. Tzitzis is a more long, drawn-out affair. It's not one mice. You're spinning the tzitzis. That is a problem. So because of this problem, the Mishneh Berurah wants to say that the Rosh, who was makel by tzitzis, we're not speaking about that they're spinning tzitzis the whole day. It's speaking about the spinning tzitzis for a talis. So how many chutim do you need already? So that is considered a short span of time. And there the Rosh was makel. But if you're going to have a goy that's going to you can tell him a whole day to spin tzitzis for you, then the tzicha won't help. So now let us just see what the Mishneh Berurah is saying. Ayin bebir halacha shekosavnu, that this is a shtektoir of the bir halacha. He wants to say pshat in the Rosh. He has this problem how the Rosh could compare the Rosh could compare tzitzis to ibud. So shekosavnu tadavki matviyein and imsheches kolkach. If he's only spinning tzitzis for one talis, avomit. I hold that filu laharosh loy mahani, but my shalim made loy with glum betchilas atviya sheyaser lishmo. He doesn't do lishmo, but that was in the beginning. But now he's spinning and spinning. Bechosh kenim hifsik batviya va'achakach lizman acher hischel lachzer velitlois.
So
So zichel be posel. So the Mishnah Berurah says pshat in this halacha, it's only speaking about a he's spinning a small amount of tzitzis, and in this small amount we consider this a small span of time, and for this I can rely that the goy is concentrating and is doing this. This is the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. The Dershim brings down a Amirdik HaChazenish, and the Chazenish is Chaylik on the Mishnah Berurah. And the Chazenish says as follows. The Chazenish says that when a person is making tzitzis and he started spinning it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, so the continuation of the spinning, then there's a din stoma lishma. Then you don't have to think I'm doing it l'shem tzitzis. He started spinning l'shem tzitzis, and this the goy can do. So later I don't need a positive kavonah to do it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. It's stomach, halachically, it has a din, since the beginning was l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, halachically, whatever is continued to be done is also l'shem mitzvah tzitzis by a get. Yeah, but that is true, but the spinning is also problematic because the Chazanish holds he can spin the whole day already. That since he started spinning, it was spun l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Whatever is done further, you don't need a specific kavanah. So the Chazanish got bothered. So say a get also the same thing. He started writing it l'shem tzitzis. He said a get is a different problem. He says a get. There's a different shaila. Yeah, let's make a scenario a little bit. The husband wants to write a get, and the wife is screaming, I'll be better. Don't write a get. Don't get a get. There's a whole scenario over there about the get. So there you can't say, stoma is being oimit for gerishim. Because each word is a new scenario over here. Maybe he'll take it aside not to give the get. He won't give l'shem gerushim. That's how the Chazanish, the Chazanish is Murdik Meikel. He says, and not to go into the complexities, but the lotion of the goyin and the rosh would very much seem like the Chazanish. Abal Kaponim. So we have a machloikis, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says, if you're talking to a goy, forget about it. A goy, he won't even comply with you for 1 minute. He's telling you one thing, but adaita the nafshi kovit. That is the shita of Rambam. And the Rosh holds that by tzitzis, if I come to do a lishmo, I can be soimech that now he's doing it, and the Mishnah Berurah says we can only rely on this for a small amount of tzitzis, how much tzitzis one needs for a talis. Yeah. Spasul, Svigalei David Gilulin, Adaita Denavshe Ovid, that's what the Rambam holds. Like, Tzayisamashi Yisrael Mitzavei Shiyas Lushmon, he's not listening to what the Yid is saying. La Rosh Kosher, Svigalei Machloikis, who do we paskin like? It doesn't say. Ubishas adchak k'shein lo yisrael shiyitvei lishmo. What is it? It doesn't have a yid. Yes, lish machalte. Ababalav hochiloi. So since it's a machlekes apoiskin bishas adchak, we can be saying mechan derosh. Ki bebir agro kosa shedas atoisvis amortre gamken karamba. So we have roiv rishonim that hold that the whole concept of telling a goy what to do is not applicable because a goy had died to the namshi kovit. But v'shas atchak will be soimach on the rosh. Now so we have here machlokes the Rambam and Rosh, and we have here the achor v'shas atchak we can rely on the rosh if you tell a goy to do it. Hagom v'noyegim and the minigis. Now, according to the Rosh, the minig is not only do you tell him to do lishmo, you in the beginning you start also helping him to spin the thread l'shem mitzvah. Since let's do it together, they spin a little bit, then the goy continues. So this is a hiddur according to the Shita Sarosh. So let us see. V'noigim shi'isaya v'chos ala ha'rosh. According to the Rosh, so this is a hiddur in when I tell a goy. Aval ha'rambam le'mahani kolze. According to the Rambam, my helping doesn't help because he's spinning the tzitzis. I can't rely on him, and my helping is a messiah shein bei mamish. V'ayim b'choinim demaski d'minig zehu al tzad ha'yeset. It's a choshim ezach. Abu b'diyemet koshav hil b'lo yisiyu aklal lo rosh, given she yisrael emidol gaboy, umelamdei ulasis lishmo. So you don't need this. Imein yisrael emidol gaboy l'tzavoyset. If there's not a yid that's telling him, spin lishmo, le'mahani yisiyu l'kulalme, t'kaimelon nesaya ein b'y mamish. Okay, let's go further the machaba. Utzrichen shizire. Now you have to twist together the threads. Now I made threads l'shei mitzvah. These are single threads. Utzrichen shizire. Now it is necessary that the thread should be twisted together. Number one, v'shiyu shizurin lishmon. And they should be twisted l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So till now we learned that when making the threads from the fiber, one has to spin the threads l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And now after one has threads of tzitzis, then one twists the threads together, and that is called shazirim. The twisting, and this twisting process also has to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Utzrichen, so let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Achutei tzitzis the al makoi. This is going, and then poshet the tzitzis, v'loi atvon akum. Not speaking about that of a goy spun the tzitzis that the shom lemahani lapois matulam shazren acher kach Yisrael lishmon, that will not help. Shizire, we need to twist it. Twist the threads together. Hainu, sheyichpalein acher hatviye, after I spun the threads, I have threads that were spun l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shnayim. So you take two threads together, and you v'yishazrein, and you twist them, and that is called shazir. V'imkof al kol chut l'shmoyne o shazorei gam kein leslan bo. This is a lotion of the Rambam, which is perhaps here it's very misleading. The Rambam holds meika din you don't need shazir. So the Rambam wants to say, you twisted eight threads together. It's also called, it's not called you made eight threads, it's called one thread. So the Lashon of Rambam here really is not too clear why the Mishnah Berurah brought down this Lashon. We pass and we do need Shazira. Now, before we go further, the Bir HaLoche explains Me'ikar Hadin, the mitzvah of Shazir is, I take two threads, which were spun l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and I twist them together, and that's called Shazir. I'm Yoytze, that's called the threads were doubled and twisted together. Now, there's such an Indian, in Bir HaLoch, he brings it down of Kofel Shmeine. You go to the store, these are kofel shmeine tzitzis. Maybe he spent an extra $5 for it. This is kofel shmeine. Now, what is the inyan of kofel shmeine? So, be'emison, halachically, there's no maila of kofel shmeine. In order to make it that the threads are twisted together, two threads are also called shazirah. the Indian of Kofel Shmoine, they bring down, and the Mass of Kolamachnes, he brings down, that's Apikabola, there's an Indian of Kofel Shmoine, and just the Akaponim to understand the Maila of Kofel Shmoine, so if you have every thread is Kofel Shmoine, so you have all the threads of the tzitzis, so you have all together Reish, Nun, Vav threads. Reish, Vav, Nun, Reish, Nun, Vav. Is the 256 threads. So what's the mile of 256 threads? So they bring down the Malochim, who the Chayis, who say Shire, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have 256 wings that they bring down. And that's how they say Shira. And Al Kaponim, it is a lima to us that we on this world, when we are saying Shira for the Rebbeinu Shlom, wearing a talis, we should realize we are equivalent to the Malachim Shalmaila. So that is why the Levush of the Talis, we are wearing a beged, which with this we are emulating the Anhoge of the Malachi Maila, so we should know who we are. Agavucha the Samaritika, Yalkut Shemoini, the Yalkut Shemoini wants to say a chilik between Klal Yisrael and the Malachim. The Malachim say, Ayei Mekoyim Kavoidai. They can't pinpoint where the Rabbeinu Shalom is. So since they can't pinpoint where it is, so they say, Ayei, but they say, Oz Bekoyim Rash Godel. So it has to be a Rash Godel, because if I could pinpoint the Rabbeinu Shalom is here, so I don't have to scream, but Ayei Mekoyim Kavoidai. So the Mele, so that's why it's Oz Bekoyim Rash Godel. Nayid, Tavan Shmeine Esrei, Rabbein is Oymed Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbein Shom is the fun of. So if he is the fun of, so the Mele, that's who you Tavan Belachish. There's no necessity for a Rash Godel. Bekoyim is Belachish, we're speaking. So that is the Mele of Klal Yisrael over the Malachim. Aba Al Kaponim, we should know we're equal to the Malachim, and just like they say Shira with Reishnon Vav Knafayim, so we say with Abeged, which on the Kanfais Abeged is Reishnon Vav Chut. That's Al Kaponim, the Maila of Kofel Shmoina. Now, but now how do we know that it has to be twisted? The Tam Lashazira, the Tone Besifri, Va'osu Lahem Tzitzis. It says in the Pasuk, Tzitzis. Now, Tzitzis means single threads. Shomei Ani Yasa Tzitzis K'may Shehu. You make single threads. Talmud Roima V'nosno Al Tzitzis HaKonof P'sil Techeles. So we learn now from the word P'sil Techeles, B'tovui you have threads, vishozul, and they are twisted together. Perish, now where do you see in the word psil techeles? Ka'ein mishkin dahavi shozul, that the techeles of the tzitzis is similar to the techeles of the mishkin, and the techeles of the mishkin was shozul. So we learn out the trailers of tzitzis from the trailers of the Mishkan. Inami the stam psila hishazura. The word psila means it's not a single thread; it's a double thread, a twisted thread. Einli yala trailers psil trailers lavan minayim amra teira ten trailers ten lavan ma trailers tavu vishosa af lavan tavu vishosa time to be lavan. Lishman. And the Shezira has to be Lishma. The Mitviya Ve'elech, that means, it says, we learned before, Egdilim Tase Lecha L'Shem Chayvach, L'Shem Chayvach, so the Asiyah, all the Asiyahs which are necessary to make Gdilim, and that means the spinning process, And the twisting process has to be tasel l'chol l'shem chayva. The mitviyah ve'elech from the spinning hu akil b'chlal asiyah the kaimon the tzorech l'shma. V'kosev amogin avrom da'av b'diyevet ma'aki v'mayhoyu shizuvim l'shma. If it wasn't twisted l'shma, it won't be good. V'chaynish mashma v'bir agro. V'yesh mitilim b'diyevet ha'bilti shizira. The Rambam sheet is you don't need shazira at all. Why in the bir halach should be yarded and lisma chalza? Ach! Im ha-shazira hoya stomo. If the threads were spun lishma and he wasn't thinking specifically anything by the shazira, yesh lahokul b'diyavad, given that tviya hoya lishma, since the spinning was lishma, so I can assume that the next asiyah is similar to the previous asiyah. That's the diyavad. Let us see Seed Gimel. Im nisparku mishazirosa. What happens? You made shazira lishma, you put it in the talus, you have kosher tzitzis. But then you went and the chutim came apart. That means it was twisted, but now it's untwisted. V'nasu shisha also. So the case of the mechaber is as follows. And let's say by one konof we have eight chutim, four chutim on each side, which is really 16 chutim, because each chut was al kaponim kofel shtayim. That means that in order to make sense. So we have 16 single chutim, which are in reality 8 double chutim. And that's kosher tzitzis. Now the shazira came apart. The nasu shisha also. Now everything came apart. And now I have 16 single chutim sheirim. So it's kosher only v'hu sheyishtayer b'shizu k'day anive. That means that is true. The shizire is ma'akev. You have chutim which are not double. It's like they're not here already. But just like there is a halacha, if what happened if the chutim got cut off and there's left over, it's kedei aniva, that means there's left over enough chutim you can make a bowl out of it. So memele, so that is the, after you made the tzitzis and there's left over a shir of kedei aniva, so it's kosher. So if there was a shazira on all the tzitzis, and then the shazira came apart, but you have left over, which is still shazir kedei anive, so then this is good. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'nasu shisha asa perish, shenisparek kol ashmai nechutim. All the 8 chutim, which were theoretically 16 twisted chutim, And now they're not twisted anymore. But the loose duration not. Avol hu adinim nisparek shnei chutim v'nasa arbo. Gam ken binu sheyishtayer kedei anive. If he's just saying if all 16 got separated, then but the kedei anive by all of them is good. He says but if you have 2 and it became completely separated, so it's no good. The lavochi posel davar kamei shen nechsru loishnei chutim betzitziyosef. The posel leidigdek pishas asiyah shaloyim abaroshim mitzadech lokama bereisim in yudbeis. Reisim in yudbeis. We'll see this more clearly. What Mishmur is saying here. Kedei anive. V'haf agav de yesh poisel mim nifsikul kulam afilush nishtayah kedei anive. That means there are others that hold. If all the tzitzis got snipped off and there's only left kedei anive, so others, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, the first day holds its mutter, the second day holds that it's a posel, and so he become akim b'shezigas amchin in the day rishayin the dilchus the kavosei k'mashe posek sham. The da'oid. The shulchan oruch mayri. This is a very interesting aloch. B'shozul kol chut l'shnai. That means he's speaking about a person twisted all the chutim. That means there was, they put in 16 chutim, and now they got untwisted. So he says, al kaponim, there has to be left over from these chutim, kedei anivim. Avo, im kofu v'shozul arbo oilu shmainim. But what is the halacha if he put in tzitzis which are kofel shmoine. So it comes out, and now they got untwisted. So they got untwisted, so that means, but even though they're untwisted, it's kofel shmoine. So each chut is, let's say, eight chutim, which are twisted together. So now, when it got untwisted, so it looks like they have, it became four and four. So each four, Bamison is good, because you have four which are still twisted. Now I have 16 chutim, but the 16 chutim are not 16 single chutim. This 16 chutim are each chut is kafel arba. So afilu im loynish taikedei aniva kosher, dal kaponim nisharu achutim shozo lishnayim. So he says this whole problem, if it opens up the twist of the tzitzis, that's only if you the tzitzis were made by twisting together two chutim. But if you had kofel shmeinim, tzafilu, it opened up, you still have kosher chutim. But you have another problem. You have too many chutim. Because now you have a whole bunch of chutim, so the shayla of Baal Tosef. So he says, linya Baal Tosef, I'm the Bir Aloche. So there the Bir Aloche says one of two things. Either he should say, Beferish, I don't want to be yoitzer with these extra chutim, or he can cut them off. And then he won't have a problem. Toiv, now the Ramo says, Lechatchile toiv likshir hachutim lamato. If one wants to ensure that the twisted chutim will not open up, so one should make a knot at the bottom of the chutim to make sure it won't open up. It will come and receive your dalet b'simintze. So the Mishnah Berurah says toiv likshir. V'yesh oimrim da'ad Rabbi Yosef toiv shaloi likshir. It's preferable not to make pshorim on each tzitzit, because then it looks like you're moisif on the pshorim of the tzitzit. The tzitzit alone have pshorim. And by making a kesher on each tzitzit, it's nearer k'moisiv al haksharim. So he says, v'nochin lahachmim hem shezurim, yofel l'shchir sheyisparko. So the deal should bring out from the Chazanish, this statement depends. That means if a person, he washes his tzitzit and they open up, so then it's better to do what the Ramah says, to ensure that they'll remain twisted. You should make knots. If you have the tzitzis are such a good quality that they don't open up, then it's preferable not to make these knots.
Consider Baal
Tosef. No. It's not called Baal Tosef. It's not even Baal Tosef, but Al Kapon. If it was Mamish one alone.
Single.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So it's good. Yeah, then it's part one. No, we're talking yet, but we're about to... You have eight, really. I mean, that's what some accomplishment. I'm talking about the single one. Usually it's eight. It's eight, Mr. Tomer.
So
it's really eight, Mr. Tomer. You take them apart. It's really eight over
eight?
Eight, yeah. That's Mr. Tomer's idea. Yeah. There's eight in there, yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's eight.
But can you actually, you see a view right now, it's two.
Yeah, you see two, but if you're taking...
Each one is four?
Yeah. Each one is four.
Ah, in order to create one is four.
They make it eight.
By machine?
What?
No, but
I...
Not by...
By hand,
everything?
It should be done by hand. 100%.
Yeah.